Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan says that Ankara and Tehran share a similar approach to fighting terrorism and thus can cooperate to that end. Erdogan made the comments at a joint press conference with Iran's first Vice President Eshaq Jahangiri in Tehran. The two sides said relations between Iran and Turkey have been developing over years. Both countries are determined to further expand their relations.
Iran and Turkey have good friendly and brotherly ties which have been developing over time. Today we stressed that the trade volume be increased to $30 billion in 2015 as already planned. We reached agreements on issues of mutual interest, especially in economic sector including natural gas exports. Also, a preferential trade agreement was finalized.
I am happy that the preferential trade agreement was agreed to by the two countries. Joint committees and special representatives from Iran and Turkey have planned for further expansion of mutual ties. Both governments have the potential will to raise their trade volume.
Erdogan also said that Turkey is in dire need of Iran's energy, especially natural gas, to meet its industrial requirements. Earlier in the day, the two sides signed several memorandums of understanding. The Turkish premier arrived in Tehran on Tuesday night for a two-day visit. He's leading a high-ranking delegation and has met with Iran's leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, and President Hassan Rouhani. Let's bring in our correspondent, Nader Fekri, from Istanbul to see how this piece of news is being covered. Well, Nader Fekri, this might not be covered as a big deal, perhaps, but it is a big deal, isn't it, when the Turkish prime minister is in Iran, especially aside from the MOU signed on the financial part and economic part, the fact that perhaps policies of Erdogan on Syria, somewhat now he's in a retracting mode, drawing the two countries together. Tell us more about these talks.
Good evening. Thank you. These are very, very important talks. Over the last couple of years, relations between Tehran and Ankara have been frosty, and the sticking points have been threefold, really. The major one being Syria, but also secondarily Iraq and Egypt, where the two governments have not seen eye to eye. And as you mentioned, because of the developing situation in Syria, Ankara seems to be withdrawing their more blunter and bolder statements in support of the uprising and seeing much more eye to eye in trying to find a peaceful resolution to the conflict in that country. And in this, the Turkish government was actually supportive of the Iranians being present in Geneva too, and lobbied hard for that to happen, which unfortunately it didn't. What has now happened is that the Turkish government has belatedly woken up to the possibility and the rise of fundamentalism, sectarianism, primarily in northern Syria, and the backlash that that could have across the border in Turkey itself. And so they are looking for a much more rounded approach. And in this, they are coming round, I think, much more to having a joint understanding with Iran. Over Iraq, there has been issues with the Kurdish regional government in the north. And in Egypt, initially, Erdogan's support for the Ikhwan, or the Muslim Brotherhood, has been turned down. But this is diplomatically a fresh chapter. With the election of President Rouhani in June, there did seem to be a different atmosphere. I've seen Foreign Minister Davutoglu of Turkey and Foreign Minister Zarif having a closer personal relationship, which always helps in these matters. They were seen to be, although on different sides slightly, but joshing with each other at Davos. But trade is what this is primarily about. Iran is an important export market for Turkish goods. It's the third largest market, and Iran is the sixth largest supplier to the Turkish economy. As you said, at present, the total volume stands around $22 billion. Both countries want to up this to around $30 billion, possibly $35 billion, and in a few years for that to reach $50 billion. This is not without its problems, because the Americans have cautioned Turkey against any rapid improvement in trade and economic ties. But both countries seem to be saying, well, this is actually none of the United States' business, what the two countries get onto in bilateral trade. So this is important. This is a fresh chapter in an already fairly good relationship that, as I said, had a couple of hiccups over Syria, Egypt, and Iraq. But those seem to be determinedly being put behind them with far closer personal ties. And as you've said, this visit comes after both foreign ministers have exchanged visits, but also President Rouhani of Iran is hoping to visit Ankara next month. We await that with bated breath.